Why is Nebraska the favorite to win the West? I'll tell you in about 35 minutes, 40 minutes or so, right after the mailbag. We'll get into that because we've got the mailbag coming up at noon. Make sure you get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, we're doing that at 12 o'clock. How about this stat I just saw? This is from Michael Lee of The Athletic. This is quite a stat. How about this? This is about the NBA draft. Only four number one picks in the lottery era have won titles with their original teams. David Robinson, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, and Kyrie Irving. Think about that for a second. To some, that may not shock you, but that's pretty amazing. Only four number one picks have won titles with their original teams. And in all reality, what's funny is David Robinson, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, like all those guys did it with each other. You know, David Robinson and Duncan won together, Braun and Kyrie, like so. What it shows you is like there's this idea that when you get the number one pick, it could like change the fortune of your franchise. And not necessarily. Not necessarily. That's pretty incredible to really have that sink in. Pretty remarkable. Four number one picks won a championship with their original team. I mean, my word.
And now I'm thinking, I'm sitting here thinking of the most recent number one picks, and will they have that same opportunity? And I'm not thinking so.
Who's the worst number one pick in your lifetime? Is it Anthony Bennett?
Yep, 100%.
Has to be Anthony.
100%.
That was one of those. I'm not Mel Kiper or Jay Bill. Like, I remember at the time thinking to myself, what are people talking about? I remember going into it like, what on earth? Anthony Bennett? What, the number one pick? Pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Bargnani was number one, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty bad, too. Yeah, that's a bad one, too. But Anthony Bennett's worse.
Anthony Bennett. I mean, because Anthony Bennett, like, was out of the league. Out of the league. Yeah, Kwame Brown's pretty bad. Just going through. I mean, it's... working back. So you got Ayton Fultz, Simmons, Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, Bennett, my lord, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, John Wall, Blake Griffin, Derrick Rowe, all that stuff. Then Bargnani, bad. Greg Oden was, I mean, just got hurt. I mean, come on now.
Bingo. He had talent.
Kwame Brown, yikes. Kenyon Martin, yeah. Michael Olowokandi, yeah. Joe Smith, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any question to me that in my lifetime, Anthony Bennett takes the cake. Anthony Bennett absolutely takes the cake. That was bad. That is really, really bad. So tonight, I'll get into my thoughts on, I do believe that it is a, people always talk about it, it's a top-heavy draft, and it is. But I think there's Zion, there's Ja Morant, and there's RJ Barrett, and I think then there's a gap. And then after that, there's a bunch of guys that to me I like. I don't know if I love. There are a bunch of guys I like. I'm not sure if I totally love. Like, I like DeAndre Hunter. I like Jarrett Culver. I don't know if I love them. I go back. I kind of have a like-love thing with Kobe White out of North Carolina. I see a little bit of Jamal Murray, maybe even at times. I see some Donovan Mitchell at times, but I don't know if I love him. He's a guy that, according to some tweets this morning, is kind of the hot name of the day. Like, a lot of people are kind of feeling them some Coby White. Everyone, this happens every year, whether it's Mo Bamba. There's like, everyone's fallen in love with Jackson Hayes from Texas. He's got, I mean, he's unreal size and athleticism. He's a rim roller, rim protector. I don't think he's much more than that. Now, there's value in that. You know, Capella, DeAndre Jordan, those guys. Like, but to me, again, at the top, you got the clear-cut top three. Zion, Morant, RJ Barrett. Those are the clear-cut top three. And I've told you at this point, Zion Williamson's, he's a clear-cut top prospect in this draft, but I'd say at this point he's a little overrated. That doesn't mean he's not going to be a really good player. I think he will be, but I think there's some people that act like this dude's going to come in and wreck the league in year one. I'm not totally sold on that. He'll be a good player. I mean, he's got a shot to win. I mean, he's got a real chance to be rookie of the year. I think if I had to pick it, part of me leans Morant. I think Morant's going to put up numbers in Memphis. I think that guy's going to have the ball in his hands the entire year. It's going to. But with Zion, I get concerned with his shot. I mean, he needs a full-fledged demolition of that thing. Not a great shooter. Mechanics are not good. He did a lot in college with bully ball and kind of overwhelming people with his athleticism. And the NBA is a skill league. I mean, Jokic, Blake Griffin, these guys are really skilled players. And again, you realize he's listed at like 6'6", 6'7". In there, you realize that's Klay Thompson's height. Like, you get that, right? He's Klay Thompson's height. Paul George is like 2 inches taller than him. I mean, that could be an issue. But the reality is, he could be a small ball big that is like a Draymond Green kind of a dude in that regard. But again, Draymond's a tough hombre. But man, the thing I like about, he can fly in transition, and defensively, his motor and defensive effort is outstanding. So I think he's one of those guys, like, he plays hard every night. I think he's going to be a garbage bucket kind of a guy, like running the floor, crashing the glass. Get a bunch of easy points in that regard. His skill in his offensive game still needs work, though. But again, he's clearly the best. Now, the hype train ran off the rails for a little bit. I think it's kind of slowed down now, but I mean, some people are calling this guy the next LeBron James. I mean, good God, don't make me vomit. I've said it before, and I don't mean necessarily any disrespect by this, but like, he's closer to being the next Julius Randle than he is the next LeBron James.
Amen to that.
And Julius Randle, now, granted, I mean, New Orleans was a mess this year, but dude put up like 21-9.
Yeah, he's gonna get some money in free agency.
Julius Randle is not a bad player.
Bingo.
Julius Randle is not a bad player at all. But you know, and then you look at Ja Morant. This guy is just the perfect NBA point guard, man. Great in transition. Great in the half court. Great in pick and rolls. Great at getting other guys shots. He sees all the time. Like, some guys only see the lob or only see the kick out. Like, he sees all the passes. The flip-ups, the drop-downs, the kick-outs, the throwbacks. I mean, he led the nation in assists. And he's also a great quick-twitch athlete. Like, really explosive. Really explosive. I mean, that guy, you better think twice about jumping at the rim with him. And he strikes me as a guy that other players would love to play with because he's a willing passer. Now, just like anything, like all the other, he's got to tighten up his game. He's a little loosey goosey at times, but man, is he electric! I think he's awesome. And then there's RJ Barrett, who at this point is probably underrated,
which is unbelievable.
It's crazy. I mean, again, you guys really, like a year ago at this, before the college basketball season began, he was the consensus number one pick heading in. He was the guy everyone was drooling about. I mean, this guy's a 6'7", really good athlete. He can play almost some point guard. At Duke, the lane was really clogged because there was limited shooters. That kind of hurt him. Well, in the NBA, the floor's going to be a lot more space. He's going to be much more effective. He's still got to work on his three ball. Ultimately, that could be the tell of his career. You know, if he gets to where he's a solid three-point shooter, you're looking at a perennial all-star, in my opinion. But I like Barrett a lot. I mean, I just think he's one of those guys, because the long shadow of Zion and then the Morant emergence as the season progressed, he became kind of an afterthought and been a guy that's kind of pushed to the side. This guy's, I'm sorry, he's got as big of upside as any player in this draft.
Agreed.
As big upside as any of them.
And I have him picked as my rookie of the year next season.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think New York's going to, it's going to be very similar to the Porzingis draft where it's like, okay, we'll settle for this guy.
Right.
And then he's really then, just going to go up there and shine.
I can't wait, man. Coming up later on, I'll give you my, I have five sleepers. I got one guy that I just don't, I think's a little overrated. Then I'll give you a guy. Let's get it. We'll have to get into the guy that's the biggest enigma in the draft. Biggest enigma in the draft. We'll get into that. Danny Woodhead coming up at 1 o'clock, 15 minutes away from the mailbag. Get your questions into George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, seriously, we'll do it at 12 o'clock. Game time.